Hey guys, and welcome to Where the White Coats Come Off podcast. We are Beth and Katie, founders of Pre-PA Clinic, and we are so happy you are here. If you are a pre-PA, then you are in the right place, and we are so excited to help you get accepted to PA school. One myth out there is that you have to be a perfect candidate to get accepted to PA school, and we are here to tell you it is simply not true. We have years of experience working at PA schools, reviewing CASPA applications, deciding who to interview, and deciding who to accept. And guess what? You can absolutely get accepted to PA school without perfect stats. And we are here to show you exactly how to apply to PA school the right way so you can get accepted. You have probably heard about our application to acceptance course, also known as A to A course, and have seen the testimonials from all the applicants that have been accepted because of this course. A to A is invaluable for showing you how to pick the right PA schools that value your strengths and are more willing to overlook weaknesses, creating your strongest application that stands out to programs so that they are really excited to interview you, deep diving into each and every part of your CASPA application to make sure you are highlighting yourself the right way, how to answer interview questions so you crush your interview, and so much more. We literally walk you through creating your strongest, most competitive application. So if you haven't joined A to A yet, definitely get in and let's put together your most outstanding PA school application. We are so excited to see you in the private A to A group and can't wait to hear which PA schools you land interviews at and where you decide to attend. Sign up in the show notes. Now on to today's episode.
I want to talk to you about how to hack rolling admissions. How to use the system to your advantage, how to increase your chances of getting into PA school, and how to look at the PA application process clinically and mathematically. So this is really, really important. So as you know, the application process is a 50-week process, right? It closes mid-April for 2 weeks, and then it rolls over to the next cycle. So now that we're in the next cycle, we need to think about applying to PA school and how to increase our chances of getting accepted. And one of the top things you can do is to hack rolling admissions. Okay, so a little bit of background is most schools do rolling admissions. Now, not all schools do. So a lot of times on their website, they'll say if they participate in rolling admissions or if they don't. But if they do participate in rolling admissions, then you really need to listen closely. So rolling admissions basically means that they accept students on a rolling basis. So instead of the traditional method where you would get all your applications, do all your interviews, and then decide after all the interviews are done who you're going to accept, rolling admissions accepts people after each interview, right? So they're accepting them throughout the whole entire year. They don't wait until the last interview is done to accept students. And this can be really, really powerful if you apply early and have this in your favor. So let's take an example. Let's say a school has 50 seats. It's got 50 seats in its program and you want one of them, right? Let's say they do approximately 4 interviews throughout the year, and each time they interview 40 candidates. Well, if you apply early and you get a seat at that first interview cycle, all 50 seats are open, right? This is the first interview cycle. They have nobody already accepted. They interview 40 students, and let's say that they give away 25 seats, right? So now, at the second interview, they only have 25 seats open, right? So they're still interviewing 40 students, but now there's only half as many seats. So mathematically, your chances of getting accepted are slimmer, right? Because instead of competing with 40 people for 50 seats, you're competing with 40 people for 25 seats. So that means if there's only 25 seats and they are interviewing 40 people, that mathematically 15 people can't be accepted. Even if they loved every single person, they don't have 40 seats left, right? And let's say they give away another 15 seats. So now, all of a sudden, 40 seats are gone out of their 50 seats. So if you're at the third interview, there's only 10 seats left, right? And if you're at the fourth interview, there might only be 1 or 2 seats left. And so you want to be at those earlier interviews if possible. That way, the most amount of seats are open. Because again, with rolling admissions, they're accepting students throughout the entire process. They're not waiting to the end. So in order to be at that first interview cycle, you have to get your CASPA application in early. Because if they interview before you even push submit, then you're not going to be able to be at that first interview cycle. So we really, really stress applying as early as you can in order to help hack rolling admissions. So that means that you need to have things ready when CASPA opens. You need to have your descriptions done. You need to have all your hours done. You need to have your personal statement written. That way you can cut and paste. And, you know, early does not mean in the first 24 hours, okay? Some people freak out. They're like, it opened yesterday. I haven't applied yet. And that's okay. Each school has a different application cycle, and each school early is going to be relative. So if you have a super early deadline, let's say a deadline is July 15th, then you need to be applying in May for sure in order for it to be early. But if your deadline is next February, then again, early is relative for that school. So we hope you guys hack rolling admissions this cycle and get into your top PA school.
Thank you so much for listening and for letting us be a part of your path to becoming a PA. It is truly such an honor to show you what's possible for your life as a PA and to take you from pre-PA to waking up every day as a PA and living the life you dream of having. We are so grateful for you and for this opportunity to be a part of your life. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode and share this with someone who needs to hear this information. Keep up all your incredible work, and we will catch you at the next episode.